crowd like this on a Sunday night to come to church. People seems like, well, they just don't want to come to church in the morning. I don't understand that a lot, but I have to come. I need it. I need it to grow. So just enjoy yourself tonight. Put your feet under God's table here. And if God tells you to do something, you need to do it tonight. I told Terry we had a couple of visitors back there, but it is good to see Terry and her mom here tonight with us. We do miss them. That's their area back there set, and they're there tonight. So we're thankful for them to be back with us. So I think the first thing we need to do, Chris, you want to get a song first?
Yep.
All right, let's fellowship with one another.
Get your hymnal, turn to page number 14, number 14.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus your King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Don't know what all's going on tonight. Don't know if we have any singers tonight or not, but wait, Chris talked, he might not be able to. He went up there back to homecoming day and eat that chicken where you kill it in the morning, eat it in the afternoon, and he said he stuffed himself pretty good. He said, I don't even know where I can sing. But anyway, we're thankful for that. And if somebody's got a song, please do it. If you got a testimony, you need to give it. You know, it's for a reason. So you need to give it. And the first thing we need to do, we need to go to prayer. These spoken requests, first off. forget that a lot. Anybody else have an unspoken? I'm sure we do. Everybody does. Not the altar's open. Feel free to come to the altar and pray. And it's all laid out in our own prayer. Testimonies are in order tonight. If you got a testimony, you give it. Has anybody got a testimony right now? Bless you, Barry. Amen, buddy. Amen. Amen.
Bless you, Barry.
All right. Bless your heart, Barry. Amen. Someone else. right, Al. Let's all stand up and raise our hands up. Mike, put them up. That's one way. That's a testimony right there. Right? Amen.
Praise the Lord.
All right. You done defeated the devil when you do that right there. So, Chris, you want to sing a song? You feel like it? It's awful hard up here trying to lead if nobody wants to stand. That's
pull up, nice. Pull up on so. The computer there on the Kuntz family stuff there and get God has provided a lamb. How about that? And we left the house early this morning and drove. Teresa and Jerry thought I live in the country. They felt at home. They thought they was going back to the UP. We sang it. I've been singing for these people at this little church now for probably close to 17 years. And they're wonderful people. They love the Lord. It's just a little tiny church up on top of a mountain. But we had fresh fried chicken. Just killed this morning. Man, it was good, too. But they know how to feed you, and they love the Lord. And it was a good service. And I'm thankful that God allowed me to just be a part of that. And I'm not going to lie to you. I am tired. And but I wouldn't miss being here. I was able to be home in time to be here. And if I'm not here, I'm either sick or I'm somewhere singing. You can count on that. But I'm thankful that God provided a lamb for me one day. Without Jesus, we wouldn't be able to be here today.
The test of one's faith is hard to endure, but Abraham's faith was so strong. God said to offer his greatest love. His son, God has provided a lamb. Don't bring down your knife, Abraham. So thankful you'll be, your son can go. God has provided a lamb. We all have sinned, the debt must be paid. God willed that justice be done. He granted pardon through one name alone. Sweet child of promise, his son. God has provided a lamb. Though I should have died
Amen. God sends people like that that can sing. Some gets to talk, some gets to teach, some gets to sing. We have to do our own calling. Amen. Now, anybody got a testimony?
Eddie, I'm thankful to
be here. Bless you, Timmy.
Sometimes we just gotta tell people about Christ.
That's right.
That's what we gotta do. I wasn't this last time I was in Oklahoma, but the time before last, I met a guy who we was in class, ended up being lab partners and everything, and you start to get to know each other a little bit, and I could tell, man, I just met this guy, but he's from Alaska, and I could tell he was pretty down. I asked him, I said, Joe, are you okay? He said, no, I'm not. Long story short, he'd had to file for divorce. And he believed in Christ and he was saved. But he'd fallen away a little bit. But anyway, everything bad. Everything bad. Kids, everything was bad. And I'd never been through that, and all I could do was listen. And I had to pray, Chris, I had to pray. I said, Lord, now I ain't never been through anything like this guy's going through. Lord, you got to help me, because I don't know what to say. And he told me, just listen. And I did. And then as things, I told him, I said, you know, all my trust and all my faith and all my hope is in God Almighty.
Yeah,
and all I can tell you is that I'll pray for you, and you need to seek His face, because if you seek Him, He'll find you.
Yeah.
So, and we prayed a couple of times, and you know, we had a couple of weeks there together, and we got ready to go, and we left, you know, part of the ways, and talking about keeping Him in prayers, you know, and things like that. Well, I should have said something before. About three weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago. About 3 weeks ago, I got a text just out of the blue. Text shows up. And it's from him in Alaska. And he was thanking me. And nothing I did, but just me telling him about the Lord. Because he said that they had gotten with, they'd gotten back with the pastor of the church. And they was going through some Dr. Dobson's marriage counseling stuff. He said it's already working. He said they're back together. The devil's out. They've had some situations with older children that's 30 and stuff, and they moved them out, let them be on their own a little bit, and the Lord's working it out for me.
Amen.
And he was thanking. Chris, wasn't nothing I'd done, because I was a fish flopping out of water, but I just had to be able to just tell him about God. And you know what? When you can't say nothing else, there's no other truth that's better truth than to just tell them about Christ.
Amen. Yeah.
Y'all pray for him.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. That's our job.
Yes, amen.
If we don't go out, bless you, Dana.
Bless you, Dana.
Come on, place to be. Bless you, buddy. It seemed like nobody wasn't really moving around real fast, so I thought, well, I ain't got no excuse to sit there. I'm going to go through a little thing. I've been Christian for a long time, and I should be a lot further up the road than I am, but I'm not. But anyway, I know where I am. I know where God's put me. But I thought, I don't know if any of you ever went through this or not, but I thought this past week has been a funny week for me, spiritually, I guess you call it. First part of the week, I mean, there was a dark cloud just fell on me. And I was even here Wednesday night, and it was still there. I thought about what an old man used to say up at Grapevine Church. If you ever get to I wasn't ready to make no wrong decision, but just didn't know which way to turn to make things go better. But he said, if you ever get to a crossroads and you don't know which way to go, just stand still.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait on the Lord.
Right.
I'm telling you, there so that cloud left.
Yeah. Amen.
I feel good.
Yeah, it was.
I
Yes.
I talked about this morning service. A lot of Sunday school teachers or preachers, if they can't get their time, they're going to get mad and pout. That don't happen here.
Yeah,
that's one of the things I like about here.
Yeah.
That don't happen. Amen. If God leads it, we just sit back and wait on
the
Lord. Although I'd love to hear you teach, you and Jay, but I'm glad how the Lord works things. I feel real good.
Amen.
But if I could sing as good as you, I'd be dangerous.
Amen. Amen.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Eddie, it's good to be here tonight.
That's Charlie.
I didn't get time to talk much this morning, so I'll just take your time.
Amen.
But it's good to be in the presence of God's Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
I thought this morning when our service started, I just started to holler out real loud. God's in the house.
Yes.
Yeah. Aaron preached a message on that one time.
Yep.
And that has stuck with me. And when God's in the house, it's a good place to be.
Amen.
And he was with us this morning. He's with us tonight.
Yeah.
And wherever our heart is in the right condition, he will always be with us.
Yes.
He said, I will never leave you.
I'll never forsake you.
But I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world.
Amen.
That's God's promise. Now, if there's any movement that takes place, any drifting away, it will be on my part.
Right.
It will not be on God's part.
That's right.
But I'm glad of that. And Chris, I like that song. I've been thinking and reading a little bit about that. And the more I study that, the more blessing I get. When Abraham was about to take Isaac's life, raised his hand with a knife, and you remember the question that Isaac asked him. He said, Father, we've got the wood.
Yeah, bless Charlie.
We got the fire.
Yeah.
Where's our lamb for the sacrifice?
Yeah.
I like Abraham's response. God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering.
Yeah.
Well, that was a type or a shadow of what was to come later on when God gave his only begotten son to die for my sins.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yes, sir.
I like that.
Amen.
I like that. And Eddie, I just like to lift him up.
Amen. We need to
lift him up.
Amen.
So that the world could see the reality in serving a true and living God. What God is able to do for us, the blessings of life, the spiritual peace that you can have in your heart, knowing that whether we're here, whether we leave this world, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're winners.
Either way. Winners either way.
And I thank the Lord for that. So it's just good to be here tonight, good to be in the number, and I thought it's. Somebody said a while ago, I don't even know who it was now, but when church time, maybe it was you, Eddie, when church time comes, I want to be there.
Amen.
Yeah, I want to be there.
Yeah.
My dad used to say, if you want a piece of the pie, be there when it's cut.
Yes. Amen.
That's right. We had a big family.
Yeah.
We had a big family.
Yes.
There were 9 kids in my family.
Bless you, John.
And usually we had pinto beans and fried potatoes and cornbread.
Yeah.
And I never had a complaint about that.
No.
I wouldn't complain about that today if that was on the table every meal. But if it's on the table every meal, I'm going to put it there.
Because
Brenda just, you know, she don't like to cook too well. She's a good cook. She's a good cook.
Bless you, Charlie.
She don't like to do it. But I'm thankful that I have learned to fend for myself in the world way and depend on the Lord in the spiritual way.
Amen.
We have to do that. So I've talked enough.
That's
all
right.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Bless you, Greg.
Yeah, bless you.
It's your heart, buddy.
For us, it's good. It's good.
sometimes that's nice.
Bless you, buddy.
Sure, like our kids and our grandkids. But we got to get away for a couple of days, which was really nice. Got to go to our favorite place, Amish country. The Lord blessed us with stuff there. And I will say, we got to see the Collinsworth family sing. And I'm telling you, if you ever get an opportunity to hear them sing, you need to be there. And it was really good. More important than all that is this morning, we weren't here, but that's because we went to church with Ryan in Chelsea and Dash in Taze Valley. They go to church down there. It's a big church, but they're really excited. And when your kids are excited about church.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, it is.
And they were really excited, and they've been wanting us to come down there with them and just visit the church and be with them. And we got to do that this morning, and it was really a blessing to see how excited they were to attend that church. And they worship a little different than we do, but they still worship the same God. And it was really, really a blessing. I thought they have this little thing, they pass out this little outline, and you take notes during the sermon. That's an idea maybe we could do. But anyway, but here's what they said this morning. Their pastor said this morning that he was how this got started was is a few months ago. Apparently, they did a thing in their church, and they had everybody pass in these questions. What's your big questions? So they got a series they started this morning on these questions that the people passed in. So the first one that they were talking about this morning, and does God really have a plan for my life?
Amen.
That's what a lot of people in the church ask.
Yeah.
And so the pastor got up, he did a tremendous job. He got up there, and so he talked about this. And his first thing was he talked about distractions from God's path. And he said, these are some points he made. We can listen to this maybe.
Sure.
Busyness is a spiritual issue. It's not a time issue. It's a spiritual issue.
Yeah.
Being too busy for God is a spiritual issue.
Amen.
Amen.
Another thing he said is sometimes we try to live someone else's life.
Yeah, right.
We try to live the life of somebody else's call, not our call. That he did a really good job of that. And then one important thing he said is we lose focus on the little things, like praying every morning, or the fundamentals. We lose focus on that, and it takes us from God's path. And he had two things that were, he said, to get back on the path that we're supposed to be on. The first one was that we need to cultivate God's presence every day. Every single day. We need to give God the first part of every day.
That's right.
And then the second one, which might surprise everybody, he said, you need to get involved in the church.
Amen.
You need to get involved.
Amen.
And he said, I don't mean just come to church.
Amen.
But you need to get involved.
Amen.
You need to get involved and become a worker in the church. And a lot of these questions about whether God's got a plan for your life, it'll go away because you'll be living your plan.
Yeah,
right? It'll be awesome. So I just wanted to thank God tonight that my son
wanted
and desired.
Amen. Amen.
Make
sure you feel good. Amen.
That's such a blessing, and I appreciate God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Yes.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, praise it is.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Bless you, John. Go ahead, buddy.
I want to praise the Lord. He's helped me. He's made me smarter for the last week, which is a miracle. They wait upon the Lord and we knew their strength. But now I'm one of these ready aim, ready fire aim people, you know. I aim after a fire sometimes. I praise the Lord.
Amen, buddy.
He's blessed me. Like I said,
amen. Yes.
I'll be beautiful one day and perfect today.
Amen.
They that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength.
Amen.
And so let Jesus hire and draw all men unto him. But now there's one thing I want to ask for. And that is, I haven't been successful in so long. I have not had a success in so long. I don't know how to handle it. So, you know, if y'all would pray for me, I would appreciate it. Because he's moving me up. And I appreciate him. And I bless him.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of you people don't sit in the back. I sit in the back. And that fellow right there quotes the scripture before the pastor can get it out a lot of times. That's how studied up and worthy he is of God's word. He really is. He's a blessing. He's been a blessing to our church. John really have. All right, somebody else. All right, Aaron. Turn it over to you, buddy.
Someone else.
Yeah, Aaron, I was looking at this scripture here, Psalm 109,
verse 26. It says this: "Help me, O Lord my God, O save me according to," but it doesn't say "save me according to my righteousness" or "save me according to my works." It says this: "Save me according to thy mercy."
Yes, man.
That's all. That's what we have, is God's mercy. And, you know, I thought about that because Chris sang the song and Charlie talked about, you know, it wasn't just God saying, granting us mercy through his word only, but it was put into action. And I'm so thankful that he saved us according to his mercy. And we don't deserve it, and I don't deserve it, but I'm glad that he gave me that option. Because if it was according to my righteousness, I'd be in a lot of trouble. Because I wouldn't have a chance, and I'm just so thankful for his mercy. Y'all pray for me.
Amen. Amen. Bless his heart. Thank you, Lord, for it.
Go right ahead.
Bless him.
Bless Aaron.
Bless his heart. Well, I want to thank God for
a
good weekend. We had a good weekend. The service this morning was awesome. Sunday school and church. The worship hour was good. You know, we got to see both of our girls yesterday.
Yeah. Bless Rob.
Yeah.
Bless
thank you, Lord. Bless you. Got to have dinner with them. Hang out with them and listen to them talk, not talk to them because they talk. And it's just good to spend time with them and just thankful that they still want to hang out with us. You know, I mean, we're mom and dad, and it's not always cool mom and dad. So I'm just so thankful that God allowed us to be up there and allowed both of them to have the time to hang out and just be with them. God is good.
No matter what I'm like, God is good. I fail him. I do. But he's loving. He's merciful and he's forgiving. He's good. He's way better. I was watching Jensen Franklin this morning, and the guy he was talking to mentioned, he said, "Pastor, if you were God," and immediately Jensen said, "It's a good thing I'm not." And I thought, I'm glad nobody is, especially me, God. Because I wouldn't have the heart that God has. I wouldn't have the patience that God has.
Right.
But he has so much patience. He is so forgiving. He is so loving. I'm thankful to serve a God like that. Don't deserve it. Like Jimmy said, if it was based on my life, I'd already be in hell. I wouldn't be here.
Bless you all.
But based on his love, one day I'll be in heaven.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful for that.
Amen. Yeah. Bless you, Robbie. Bless you all.
Good job.
Bless you, buddy.
Somebody else want to brag on their children.
Amen.
Yeah. Bless them, Lord.
There's nothing wrong with bragging on your children.
Amen.
Especially if they're serving the Lord.
Yeah.
And they're doing what he wants.
What Greg didn't tell you about our children were, as we came home from the Amish country Friday night, we're at Ripley, coming past Ripley, and we get a text from Stacy, and she says, "Where are you all at?" So we're coming past Ripley, and she sends me a picture, and all of our children are at our house playing board games. They were all there when we walked in the door playing board games.
Yeah.
So Greg said, it's good to know they get together even when we're not around.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Listen, you know my prayer about youngins.
Bless you.
They miss mine too. They're not here. It's all right. God knows all about it. So.
Bless you, Jim. Bless the Lord.
Amen. One of these days, I may not be here to see it, but Lord tarry long enough. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Bless him.
Yeah.
Y'all are blessed. I love y'all. Well, you've heard before, it's hard.
Sure.
But as I said, God's got a lot of patience.
Yeah.
To let me endure it.
Bless
it says, greater is he in us, he's in the world.
Amen.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me.
Amen.
4:19, God supply all my needs, the risen
yeah.
Lord with Christ Jesus. Not my wants, but my needs. And it's not yet time, I guess, for them to come. But they know right from wrong. But anyway, yeah, I miss them. I brag on them, but God knows all about it.
Amen.
And we just have to wait. I think Proverbs says, wait upon the Lord to give you desire in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Wait what broke the wagon down.
That's right.
But I tell you what, it ain't broke me down yet.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
And by his grace and mercy, I'll endure.
Amen.
Yeah. God's good all the time. Don't remember us in prayer.
Bless
him.
Bless
him.
Bless him. I know you're probably ready to start, but I don't know
bless
what I'm going to say to this. I can't. A couple different thoughts came to my mind this morning after our service.
Bless
I just kept thinking about if you thought, listen, if you don't listen to contemporary music, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about. There's a song out by Cassie Powell that says, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. He came and rescued me, and he gave my heart a song to sing, and I'm living for the world to see.
somebody else.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen.
You know.
Bless you, Teresa.
You were saying you could talk to this guy who's going through a
divorce. Bless you. Yes.
But you don't know anything about that.
Bless
you. And I'm grateful for that.
Amen. Thank you. Bless the Lord.
Bless
you.
Bless
you. Bless you, honey. Bless the Lord.
I walked away from the Lord for about 12 years.
Bless the Lord.
And was in a relationship with a man I shouldn't have been in, married him. And then because he lied and cheated,
bless
I had to get a divorce. Not
bless
something I ever want anyone to have to go through.
Right.
I didn't intend for it to end up that way. Even though I wasn't following God, I still loved this man and, you know, thought that that was going to be it. But it wasn't.
Bless the Lord.
And it took me a long time to forgive him for what he did. Because I lost everything in the process.
Bless the Lord.
Because of my decision to disobey God, I lost everything. I lost my family for a lot of years. I lost everything.
Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you.
And forgiveness is a process.
Yes.
I know God forgives us immediately, and for that I am so grateful.
Yeah.
And he forgets it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
I wish we could be more that way.
Amen.
But forgiveness is a process. But it does happen.
Sure.
God forgave me, and many years later, blessed me with this man.
Thank the Lord.
Yeah.
But the church that we go to at home, we have a young couple who are going through the exact same thing that I went through. And they have 6 children. They've got 25 years invested in a marriage. And it's heartbreaking.
Yes.
And our pastor, you know, I had talked to him about what I went through, and so he said to Jenny, before you do anything, please talk to Teresa. Just promise me you will talk to her.
Yes.
Okay. I didn't enjoy going through a divorce. I didn't enjoy living through infidelity.
Yes.
But you know what? God had a purpose for it.
Yeah.
He's allowed me to talk to Jenny.
Yeah, thank you.
Just like what she's going through,
yeah.
I know exactly what she's feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
And I can tell her forgiveness is possible.
Yeah.
I can tell her restoration is possible. But you have to be willing.
Yeah.
God can soften your heart and allow his plan to be accomplished in your life if you're willing to do it.
Right.
I don't know why he allows things to happen the way he does, why we go through the horrible things we go through. But if he can use it in the end to help someone else in their life, then it was worth it.
Right. Bless you.
Right?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
I don't know why he does.
Bless you.
Amen. Bless her heart. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Anybody else? I don't have to speak tonight. I won't get mad because Charlie testified and because he didn't get to teach this morning. I won't get mad because Jimmy got up right when I got ready to start. I won't get mad because Robbie stood up and testified. And I'm not going to get mad because Susie testified. Or Jessica. Jessica's part of my family too, but she's done worked my message all over the place, so you might think you don't know why, but he does.
Yeah. Amen.
He knows exactly. He knows exactly what you're going through. And I thought, as Teresa was talking about her experience, I lost my mom when I was 27 years old. And I've often questioned why. She was only 54. I thought, why? But today when I go visit someone who's lost their mother, I know exactly why. So that I could help them. But we might be going through something that's dragging us down. But there's always light at the end of the tunnel. And we just need to look up. Charlie said when you come to those crossroads, what did he say to do? Just wait on the Lord. Stay there and wait on the Lord.
Amen.
I made a statement one time. I said, when we come to that place,
tie a knot in your rope and just hold on. And someone came to me right after that service and she said, that's where I'm at. I have to just hang on. But as long as we hang on, He's going to be right there for us. So I don't know that I have anything to say. Maybe somebody else has got some more of my message to share tonight. I want to ask you to do something. We've been talking about praising the Lord, you know, and it's easy for all of us to stand up and say, praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to do that individually right now. Now, if five or six of you get up at the same time, that's fine. But if you feel like praising the Lord, I'd like for you to just stand and praise the Lord. Amen. Just all over the house, somebody somewhere.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Now, you don't have to quit. You don't have to quit. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our praise. And if you're searching for something to do, as Jessica said, there's plenty to do. There's plenty to do. I thought Jessica told John, she said, I think we ought to make you an usher. And Robbie was standing there and he said, no, we don't want to do that. And I said, why, Rob? And he said, well, he'll leave because our ushers never show up to do their job. And I thought, well, that is true. But nobody asked John to open up the door. And I... Yeah. Amen. Somebody else want to praise the Lord? Just on your own. You don't have to be. Bless you.
Bless you, Mary.
bless her heart.
But they know where mom and dad is when it's church time. If they think about it, would I just like to see them at the church?
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Bless
you. Amen.
Our boss is a Jewish carpenter, you know, and he knows what we want to have in our house, and that's why it's taking so long for us to get to heaven. He's making all the furniture.
Yeah.
You know, and I just praise the Lord. That's what
he bless his heart.
Now, John's on my message. Go ahead, finish it out for me.
I had a feeling a lot of people have been waiting on me, but God said, no, you sit here and listen.
Yeah, question, Terry.
Because Charles Stanley already preached your message this morning when I listened to him. And I can stand here and tell you about the spiritual journey that God has had me on the whole time that I've been away from here.
Question, Terry.
There's been some things that I've got to see happen. I'm sure Chris doesn't remember, but the last time I saw him sing, I testified about a friend that couldn't come to church with us that night at Sam Run. I've been to church with her since then at Sam Run. I thank God for that.
Yeah.
That's God's hand. And, Timmy wrapped up your message before it got preached when he said, all my hope was in Jesus.
Yeah.
Because that's the answer to all of these things.
Right.
Is that your hope is in Jesus.
Thank
you. Now, I don't know if Chris sings that or not, but even if he does, God means for Timmy to sing it sometime. And I'm sure Timmy's like, God, why'd you bring her back here? Because Timmy can sing, whether you all know it or not, Timmy can sing.
Yeah.
Me and Sue have heard him. He has got a beautiful voice. And he can sing. Oh, my hope is in Jesus.
Yeah.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Thank God all my yesterday's gone.
Yeah.
All my sins are forgiven.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's not my song.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you.
But I thank you for tonight.
Bless you.
And it is good to see you, all of you all, but that's your answer.
Bless you, Terry. Bless your heart.
Bless you, Terry.
Bless you, Terry.
Bless you, Terry.
God took everything we owned in the flood.
Bless you.
15 years later, he had me doing the same thing that you were doing, Aaron, ministering to people who just lost everything they had in the flood.
Bless you.
And there, Timmy, you don't have to say anything. You just listen.
Amen.
And it means more than any words
that
you could say.
Yeah, that's right, man.
I was talking to someone the other day, and I said, my dad died when I was 29. Same thing. You just listen. And that's what they need. Because you're proof that when all your hope is in Jesus, that's all that you need. It is all that you need is that hope in him. And one day, we're all going to go home.
Amen.
And there won't be people who are sick.
Right.
And there won't be these kind of trials or separations that we have here. One day, that hope is what's going to lead us through. And I thank him tonight. I missed you all. But I have grown so much, and I have learned so much.
Yeah.
I've been so many places and just seen so many things. Now, if you told me that was what God was going to do, I would say, no, that's not what you need to do, God. But he knows what he's doing. He has a plan for each and every single one of our lives.
Amen.
Even if we think that he doesn't. I told Mom, because she questions a lot, I said, I had a talk with the funeral home director that I couldn't imagine having because he was so upset that he lost his mother. And I said, I don't think about funeral
Somebody else want to just praise the Lord. Just stand up and praise the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Yes.
Bless her heart.
Aaron, when I'm up, I'm up and down.
Yeah,
bless you, Dana.
Charlie pecked me on the shoulder there just a minute ago and reminded me of that.
Bless you, bud.
You know, back years ago, Sharon and mine, and Charlie and Brenda, Kay, and a lot of our roots came from Grapevine Chapel where we started out back years ago. And the services was Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday nights. And it was every week. You had no clue what was going to happen. Well, and down through the years, and we found out Karen's done a lot of calling the preachers. And we found out about a little Mexican preacher moved in this country. He got him alive. But anyway, I think you know who I'm talking about. Anyway, I love those memories. But things kind of changed, and I thought, and I didn't quit going to church. I always went to church, loved going to church. But I always, reckon there's ever be another place I can get to the church and the service will go like that.
Yeah.
I found it.
Yeah,
I think an old man up Grapevine, he said one time, Charlie reminded me of this a minute ago. He said, the devil told him, Eddie Ashby, that was his name. Yeah. Yeah. The devil told him a lot of times, you just well to quit, you ain't doing no good. He said, I just stood up and said, no, I'm going to dig in right here and go on. So that's what we got to do, ain't it?
Amen.
Bless you, man. Like I said, I'm down, and up, and up. But I feel good tonight.
Amen.
Y'all pray for me. I appreciate you.
Thank the Lord.
Bless you, Dana.
Bless you. Bless you, Dana.
I might talk again for you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank
the
Lord.
That's right.
Bless
you.
Now I'm really mad because I haven't got to speak.
His arm on that right there.
Yeah.
That was it.
Bless you, Jim.
I jumped up. He said, Jim, something happened to me. I said, yes, Bill. I said, just be quiet. The nurses in the church are coming. up and down. His final up was home.
Yeah. Bless you, Jim.
He went to be at the door right there.
Oh.
And I'm telling you, whoo. Where to go, that's a good place to go.
Amen.
Amen.
But anyway, that's things that come back, the old memories.
Yeah.
Yep.
Amen.
Keeps you going.
I just pray for your family. It's a blessing, I tell you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
We never know.
No.
We never know when our last words will be spoken, where we'll be, or whatever, but we need to be ready. We need to be ready. I thought, what a great way to go. Testify three times in a service and then just lean over and go on home. Wow. Anybody else?
Thereof and the mighty men abide.
Bless you, Brandon. Who am I to do a play? You know, who am I to write these details down? I shouldn't question those things. I should just say, thank you, Lord, and sit down with paper and pen and put all this stuff down. Because it's not me writing it anyway, it's him. But I thought about these little details.
Bless you, Lord.
And they brought that ark over. I mean, they gave him everything. He put the armed people in front to go in. Did they worry about battle? Did they worry about anything they had to do? No. Joshua did exactly as they told him to do. And he didn't doubt that that wall was going to come down. He was good.
Bless you, brother.
You know, it took him 7 days to go around. He did everything God told him. And those people probably looked out and said, these people are crazy. They're out there blowing horns and marching around in the city. What they didn't know was God was leading it all.
Yes.
God knew those walls were going to come down.
Right.
All they had to do, what somebody said, well, why do we have to blow the horn? Why do we have to bear the arm? Why do we have to carry this ark across that when all you have to do is come down? Because we have to listen to what God tells us to do.
Amen.
We have to get to the details, and those details are in this scripture.
Amen.
We have to learn that those little details, it may take me, sometimes it takes me a year to write a play, because I never want to write anything down that God doesn't give me and that is not totally scripture. I just, how I feel. But I thought, in Joshua, I was reading this the other night, and I thought, details. Just do the little details that he tells you to do. The war's already won.
Mm-hmm.
We know the end of the battle. But we've got to do these little details down through our life, maybe down through a day, and the blessings will come, and God will say, take that wall down.
Amen. Bless
you. We've got to do the details that God tells us to do. And I don't know why I have to stay and say all this stuff, but it's for me, for nobody else.
Yeah.
The little details.
Yeah.
What if Aaron got up there and just said,
amen.
I don't know, these people need to be saved and serve the Lord and walk off. He doesn't do that. No pastor does. He gives us the little details. Jimmy gave us the details. You know, the little details that God tells us to do. And we may think in our mind, oh my goodness, why? Why do we have to do those little tiny details? It's because he tells us to.
Yeah,
amen.
We listen to what the Word of God said. Do your little details. And I put this play off, and I keep saying, I've got kids coming to me, when we don't play, and I'm like, I'm still waiting for the Lord. Well, I'm still waiting. God's ready. I just got to get the details put down on the paper.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes we just have to remember details.
Amen.
Serve the Lord, and oh, what a blessing he does give you. The blessings flow. But think about the little details that our pastors give us all the time.
Yeah.
But I just said it, praise the Lord. I don't know why I said it all, but Aaron was already talking at the time, but
Amen.
Well, I'm almost finished, so anybody else who wants to? Anybody?
I remember one time you were preaching and you were down in front. You was really involved in the text and in the sermon. And he's standing there holding his Bible and he looks down and he says, oh, I just noticed I got one brown shoe, one black shoe. He said, well, I got another pair just like it at home. So he didn't let that bother him. He went right on with the message. And that's what we need to do in life, serving the Lord. No matter what obstacle comes up or something embarrassing thing, just go right on.
Bless you, Lord.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for you, Aaron. You do a wonderful job. I appreciate it.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you, Mike.
I'm going to read one scripture. It's not the one I had there, but it's another one.
Can I say something real quick?
Sure.
I don't I don't like to do this because I'm up here in front of you all the time singing and all that. And I want to hear you all. And I sit and I soak up things. But I just want to say how blessed that I am just to be a Christian more than anything. But God has blessed me with the best family on the planet. And I'm thankful. And you don't see my oldest one a lot because of the way he works. But the boy came home from work this morning and slept for 1 hour and 15 minutes. Never said an ill word. Got up, put his clothes on, and went 2 hours with me to sing. And came home and went straight to bed. Now, he's got to work tonight. That one there said, "Dad, are you singing at a homecoming?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I'm going. There'll be good food." And I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm just thankful. I'm just blessed. I'm just blessed.
Okay, I'm going to read my scripture now. And Chris is going to do a song that goes with my scripture, and then we'll do the next song. But it says, this is in the 9th chapter of the book of Matthew. It says, "But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." This is Labor Day weekend. We all have had jobs and have worked hard through our lives. But the greatest labor you can do is for the Lord's harvest. The fields are white. And if you'll listen to this song, but it says the laborers are few. Who will go and search for them today? We need to move from here out there. As Jimmy said, we need what was that word, Jimmy? We need to be transplanted. We need to take. He said, a tree is alive. What we have in our lives is alive. And that's Christ. And he's alive. And I thought here, and he saith unto his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few." Sing it, Chris.
There is peace and contentment in the Father's house today. Lots of food on his table, and no one is turned away. There is singing and laughter as the hours pass by, but a hush comes a singing as the Father sadly cries. My house is full, but my field is empty. Who will go and work for me today? It seems my children all want to stay around my table, but no one wants to work in my field. No one wants to work in my field. Push away from the table, look out through the window pane, just beyond the lies a field of golden grain, and it's white unto harvest, but the reapers, where are they? In the house, oh, can't the children hear the father sadly say, my house is full, but my field is empty. Who will go and work for me today? It seems my children all want to stay around my table, but no one wants to work in my field. No one wants to work in my field.
If you're not working like you should and maybe want to get a little closer, bring it to the altar. If you've got someone you want to pray for, bring it to the altar. If you don't know the Lord especially, we want you to come and accept Christ.
Page 154, Mr. Canterbury. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, and they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. There's a I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing. I know I'm not wealthy, and these clothes are not new, and I don't have much money, but Lord, I have you, and to me that's all that matters, though the world may not see. Blessings on me. Now there's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. You gave me your love, Lord, and a fine family. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
Coming tonight and sharing your thoughts, and it's good to go to the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
What was it David said? I was glad when they said, let us go. Some people, I think, don't even care. But tonight, you've really made me feel good being here. Just looking back and watching you testify, praise the Lord, it was definitely what I needed. And you really did a good job on the message tonight, and I appreciate it. Anybody else have anything?